Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a big broadcast lined up for you today. It is the 22nd day of May 2008. We're going to be live for the next 4 hours. Eric Nordstrom's joining us in 30 minutes. He came up with the idea for the InfoWars MoneyBomb.com idea. He'll be popping in for about 10 minutes with us to track what's happening there coming up at the bottom of the hour. Tommy Chong will spend a full hour with us. When I took a couple-day vacation with the family a few weeks ago, he got rated, the documentary filmmaker of the film Tommy Chong, a.k.a. Tommy Chong, got rated for their evil political speech. He's going to be joining us to talk about the aftermath of that, smoking marijuana with Governor Schwarzenegger. He'll be here to talk about the phony drug war and a lot more. 30 minutes into the interview, Kevin Booth, maker of the film that I consulted on, American Drug War, will be popping in with us. And then Jeffrey Jensen, he is the head of the National Forensic Organization. He is the head of the group that is basically involved with all of the different coroners. And they've come out and they've said it is amazing. The head of the National Medical Examiners Association. There you go. Got it out of my brain there in the deep file. Because they're saying, look, the taser can't sue medical examiners and doctors for saying tasers kill people. I mean, now it's thousands worldwide, somebody every day in the U.S. It's accelerating as they serve out more tasers globally. Here and in the U.S., there's a death every day, it seems. I don't know, it was over 300 last year. And they taser you and you die. You're 25, 30 years old, and you die right after the taser, and they say it's not related. I mean, pretty soon they're going to sue medical examiners if they say that police guns, you know, when they shoot some guy in handcuffs 14 times in the back, or in some cases like the LAPD have shot people with over 100 times to pieces that are unarmed, maybe they'll say they didn't die from gunshots. That's a conspiracy theory. So this is the otherworldly craziness that's happening. The truth is there are individuals who can get 25,000 volts through them through a smaller powered appliance, and they'll have a heart attack and die when they're young. There are people who can take 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 watts. There have been people that have been hit by 500,000 watts and lived. There are people that are struck by lightning estimated to be at 1 million watts. But some people, and it's a goodly percentage, they've got studies on it, die when they get hit by 20,000 watts. Well, tasers 50 to 60, they've got a new model out with 70. And so, yeah, of course, it's killing people. Most of those that died are hit right in the chest, where they're told to aim at people, and the heart has a ganglia of complex nerves that control it. That's why a lot of people get pacemakers when they're older, to control that ganglia of that nerve ganglia. A nice jolt of that electricity runs through those, and it turns off, just like the paddles, the defibrillators. They shock your heart back on. Well, you can shock someone's heart off with them. You shock someone with defibrillators whose heart is already going, you're either going to get a crazy, and I've seen the medical literature on this, a crazy heartbeat, or just as often the heart's going to stop. Then you got to shock it back on. Oh, my gosh, this is incredible. So now you're not supposed to, because they will sue you if you say it's killing people. Oh, no, they just taser somebody and they die. It's no relation. I guess next time a cop beats somebody in the head with a billy club and they die from the billy club, they'll say, now, billy clubs don't beat brains out. Yeah, well, I'm here to tell you they do. All right, big news, tons of news, huge news, blitz on the dollar, what's happening with oil. It's all coming up right now. Stay with me.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Tommy Chung, rated for his free speech. Can't have that in America. Can't make a film about government corruption. Land of the free, home of the brave. Can't allow that. This is the only country I've been in, other than England, where we all have the same corrupt systems, where the police march up to you as you're peacefully videotaping at a park or in front of a government building and just say, turn your camera off. You're not allowed to videotape. I don't care who you are, what press. I'm putting you in a terror database, and they put you in a terrorist database. And it doesn't matter where you are. Police just in this country march up and say, turn cameras off. They say, don't talk to people on the street. You don't talk, slave. You're under martial law. So I'm really looking forward to going to Virginia. And if the police come up to me and tell me, turn my cameras off on a sidewalk in Chantilly, right outside D.C. in Virginia, covering Bilderberg, I'm not turning my cameras off. And I'll just give you a heads up. We're going to have live web streaming over the the cell phone system hooked into a wireless broadband system. We may have to go just a cell archiving to a remote scene. But that's land of the cowards, home of the slaves. I mean, that's how far we've come. That I am guessing the police are going to march up and say, all right, you're not allowed to be on the sidewalk. You're not allowed to have cameras. You're not allowed to cover the secret elite of the world meeting in a hotel. 125 presidents, prime ministers, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Queen of the Netherlands, U.S. government officials violating federal law. You watch. They're going to say, because that's why our intel is telling us they're having it in the U.S. They used to only have it 4 years in a row in Europe, then 1 year in North America. Now they had it in Canada. Then they had it in Istanbul, Turkey. Then they're having it back in the United States. And that's because, quote, there's a better media blackout in the U.S. Our press is so controlled that there will be no coverage. It doesn't exist. And our police are so third world that, I mean, you can be in Nicaragua. You can be in El Salvador. And I've been there. You can have video cameras out filming whatever you want. You can be in Russia. You can be in Germany. You can be in communist China to a great extent. Only in the United States and England do they march up and say, there is no freedom, you are a slave. And they will immediately freak out, flip out, and attack you with a deadly weapon, with a taser, if you don't submit. And that's fine. I've had enough of it. We're going to have cameras pre-placed, of course, 100 yards away or so, to capture any of this and any attempted setups. Now they may get, and I'm doing this as an attempt to let them do the right thing, to not give me a scene, to not give us an InfoWar victory. When it's a sting, when you violate us, when you violate, when you try to decapitate the First Amendment, when you savagely attack the Founding Fathers with a double-edged dagger at their heart, and that's what this is. When you viciously attack what our veterans have fought and died for, when you viciously attack freedom with hatred and avarice, we hope you don't do that. But I am going to Virginia, and I am going to cover the Bilderberg Group, the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. And I want to see everybody out there. It really kicks off on the 6th. We need to see big crowds there. And, you know, they may back off. They may leave us alone. They may try to set up a free speech zone. But if it's 10 or 15 of us, especially in Virginia and D.C. surrounding area, they're in the District of Criminals, they will attack us. They are some of the worst police in the country. Are in Chantilly. There's been events there before. We know some of the worst in the country are in D.C., and it doesn't matter. You're not going to attack my country. You're not going to turn this into a third world death squad run, scum-filled system. And so we're going there to defend the First Amendment more than anything. You know, you can go to Istanbul, Turkey, and videotape the Bilderberg meeting. And the cops leave you alone and are respectful and polite. Supposedly an incredible police state. You can go to Japan and do it. You can go anywhere because they know the press, people with cameras, have a right to cover events. But only America is, it's so incredible. You want to come with the global elite meeting and you want to videotape. How dare you, criminal? Right here in Austin, you can be out videotaping an event with the governor at it on the sidewalk. And they'll walk up and say, leave. And you'll say no. And they'll say, okay, we're going to arrest you. And you have to say, you know, I'm going to have to sue you personally. You're trying to violate my freedom, my Bill of Rights, my Constitution. How dare you? I had to do that. It's all on video. It's on the web. I don't want to get off into a rant. I was just thinking last night how I've got to face down and I've got to deal with almost certain harassment of paramilitary third world enforcing goons who are stabbing my country in the heart with full power. I mean, that's what it is. They are assaulting the Republic, and I'm disgusted. I don't want to go be around you. I don't want to go have to face you down. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy the fact I have to put my body in the way of your fist. I don't like it, but I have to do it in the battle for the Republic. All right, I've already digressed, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you the news we've got here today. Oil climbs to record above 135. That's right, it was all-time record yesterday at 130. Now 135. Now watch, it's going to drop now back to about 125. I'm predicting. Then it'll surge back to 140. Then it'll drop to 130. Always the psychology of, hey, at least it's not 140 a barrel. It's only 125. And it'll probably peak out at 145, 150 by July, middle of July, end of July. It'll settle back down to 125 a barrel. But then by the next summer, I predict $200 a barrel oil. Of course, we've been telling you this for over 2 years with our inside sources. They are training you. They are indoctrinating you. They are enslaving you. Your journey towards despotic enslavement is now very close to being complete. Oil climbs to record above 135. No one will say in our controlled whore press, so whored out that globalists come here to meet now because Europe has too free a press. And you will hear nowhere that it is 90% of it's the dollar. You'll have grandstanding by Congress blaming oil companies, which are subsidiaries of the New World Order, and are making their 7 to 9% a year and are making record profits, but that's their set profit. Okay, they are intermediaries. OPEC is an intermediary. Okay, this is all dollar devaluation. It is, and people now want it to be undenominated. Oh, try $300 a barrel, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, $900. You know about pesos being devalued? You know about rubles being devalued? You better find out about dollars being devalued. You know, a lot of you out there think you're richy rich because you're worth $1 million. This isn't a millionaire 100 years ago, or 50 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 5 years ago. I mean, having $1 million 5 years ago is like having $100,000 30 years ago. But now having $1 million is like having $50,000 20 years ago. I mean, it's all illusion. But you want illusion? You want delusion? Fine, enjoy it. Oil climbs the record above 135. Squawk Box, a top analyst, says $12 to $15 a gallon gas. Well, why stop there? Why not $200 a gallon gas? I mean, you know, it's so sick. And the average yuppie, the average know-it-all there, I hear them on talk radio and calling in. They have no idea it's the dollar. Big oil defends profit before irate senators. These whore senators know exactly what they're doing. They have a lot more to do with this, and I'm not defending the oil companies. But they're like a big toe, whereas the central banks are the brain. Big oil defends profit before irate senators. Oil smashes 135 Asia trade on supply concerns. That's why gold has shot up over $100, dropped down $5, $6, now shooting back up. I mean, they've dumped hundreds of billions this year in the last 4 months openly of IMF World Bank gold in the market, and they can't suppress it. Gold was $300 5 years ago. So, I am not going to sit here and belabor this all day with everybody. It's just that we are in the middle of a full-scale, absolute economic implosion. And it is going to be 5 years in the scale of human development is a twinkling of an eye, not even a blink of an eye. It is a millisecond parsec. I mean, it is just a tiny piece of a millisecond. And it is a fraction of a millisecond. And in the next 3 years, we are just going to see riots in the streets, sound cannons, microwave guns, mindless idiots that only want to feel powerful. And it's like they're hunters. So instead of going out and hunting a bear with a spear, like real hunters used to do, they hunt men, and they hunt domesticated, cowardly, dumbed down, poisoned, poor, pathetic, radiated slaves running, looking from side to side in an absolutely emasculated fashion, just going, I mean, that's real manly, pulling families over, snatching people's kids, social workers. I know it was a social worker yesterday. I was driving through Westlake Hills on business, and I was, like, stuck in traffic, and then right next to me in the other lane, going the other way for about a minute, was this ninnying, chicken-necked, well, Jackson, giant jowls. He was just looking at me with pure hatred, and with the car he was driving and what he looked like, guaranteed it was CPS. And the guy was just looking at me, trying to intimidate me, and I just went, psst. And I turned away, not because I couldn't look at your gaze, but I don't, like, go around staring at, like, if my dog vomits on the back porch, I don't like really looking at it. I just clean it up or spray it off with a water hose. I mean, I don't think I turned away because I couldn't handle your big intimidating demon look. It was that if I got to drag a dead horse out with a tractor and it's been dead for a week with maggots and bloated guts and animals have been eating on it, I don't stare at it. I just go up, tie a chain to its legs and pull it into a ditch out of the road. I saw you. It was very demonic. Oh, you're going to pay in the end, don't you worry, you trash. You disgusting, weak filth that just enjoys abusing innocent people. Everything you got's going to be taken, scumbag. So enjoy your holiday of evil. You're the ones that are going to pay in the end. You're going to be hit the hardest. And we're going to take this country back and this world back. And those of you who survive what's coming are going to swing high on the end of a rope after you've been given full due process. Full due process.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that it doesn't matter which political party occupies the White House? They have both been captured by those who are working for world government and the destruction of our Constitution. They believe that governments formed in the 18th and 19th centuries based upon constitutional rights of the people are now obsolete and need to be changed. That change will be to communism, socialism, fascism, a form of government that takes away all our rights. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Think that tyranny's cute and fun. You're going to all find out just how fun it is. To have your once free nation destroyed, overrun by third world populations. But I guess we're a nation of trash and cowards is what we deserve. Yeah, we're the biggest tattletale nation in the world. Grandparents turning in their grandchildren for marijuana for $500. New York Times, a nation of snitches. Does that mean we're all scum? No. that we have come from the greatest country into the most decadent, wicked country. If you read the Bible and history, that always happened to upright nations. They always became spoiled and evil. And I'm sad this is happening. Oil climbs above 135. That's a commodity. That's why gold is exploding right now. Ted has gold prices locked in at last week's prices and silver, which are both up massively. Gold up over 100, silver up over $2. And I would use this as a buying opportunity because it's only going to go up in the midterm. By that, the next 6 months to a year. I mean, how could it not? Every commodity is exploding. The dollar is devaluing. I want to bring Ted Anderson up for a few minutes. I'm going to play some clips coming up about what's happening on the economy afterwards. Ted, just real fast, tell them about the offer you've got.
Well, real quick, we have the Walking Liberty half rolls. That's one of my favorites right now because of the fact that silver just broke through $18 an ounce. Now, yesterday it was just poking towards 18. Now it's seen 18.10. Those silver dollar, or I'm sorry, the Walking Liberty halves were trading for 205 last time I was at this level. Right now I have them at 182. And the reason why they're at 182 is because I locked them in back when silver was at 16.50. Now I also have the
So that's 182 for how many?
182, roll of 20. Sorry about that. It's a roll of 20.
So, Ted, are you selling this at below spot?
Well, the spot is just approaching right where the price, if you put two of them together, $1 face value, it's
okay,
right
so basically
level.
You're getting high-quality silver that's really hard to get a hold of, right at spot, and tell them about the gold.
Well, not necessarily hard to get a hold of, Alex. I couldn't sell these 3 weeks ago. I'm sorry, 3 months ago. Gold right now, the best thing I have in gold right now, hands down, is the franc coin. It's at 199. Gold, again, is trading in the 900s now. It's seen a high today of 928.50, and we're just approaching that $1,000 mark again. There's no way you're going to be able to buy a coin like this at that price.
Bottom line, I don't know when it's going to happen, but you can't have $135 a barrel oil. Analysts conservatively talking about $6 a gallon gas on average. Some are talking about $14. The dollar is imploding, but you'll never hear it on the news when it's absolute headlines all over the world with everyone panicking, dumping dollars. And we are such a dumbed-down population that literally I hear financial shows nationally, locally, they won't tell people, Ted, and they know.
Yeah, they won't tell people because they're afraid of what'll happen. They're afraid of losing their customers. They don't want to talk about what's really going on.
And that's because the stock market's an absolute fraud, folks. The top 30 winners are at 12,000, and that's with a dollar devalued by 60% or more. I mean, that sucker's down at 5,000 now. I mean, this is red level. Ted, give them the number. They can't beat that deal.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Again, the number is 1-800-686-2237. Secure your position. If you have money in the stocks, if you're sitting in the bank, if you have your money denominated in U.S. dollar, folks, you've got to do something. You really need to do something about your portfolio. It is going to go down.
1-800-686-2237. Ted, mainline analysts are talking about $12 to $14 a gallon gas. That means that they think the dollar is going to go down to like 5% of its value five, six years ago. I mean, that's what Ron Paul says. He says once it starts racing down, that's what all these other analysts say. We need to get Bob Chapman on. I keep forgetting to get him on this week.
Alex, every time the United States has a problem, they start printing money. They just turn on the printing presses, and that's what's causing the problem. So it's compounding.
Oh, man.
It'll be like trying to drink from a fire hose by the time they get done printing.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a little bit of money in the bank, savings. I want to start this TV network, which I'm just going to dump it on. And why have I decided to just spend a little bit of capital I've got as emergency backup? Because it won't be worth anything in a year or two anyways. It's a massively devaluing asset right now. And so if you're not putting it into a business, or because, again, this isn't even a business, because our model isn't a business, it's fight the New World Order, but why have I decided to blow our emergency fuel? Because it's being dissipated anyways. It's like my fuel tanks have holes in it, so I might as well go ahead and burn it in my engines to get to my destination before it runs out the fuel tanks. So I'm throttling the engines up to full blowout capacity. 1-800-686-2237. Mayday, the United States is completely financially imploding. 1-800-686-2237. Call, get the gold, get the silver right now. You can't beat those deals. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end.
You know, we've been talking all morning long about energy prices, watching crude oil prices touch above $127 for the first time overnight. Leads a lot of people to start wondering about peak oil and the peak oil theory. You've been writing about peak oil for some time, so did you see this coming?
Yes, we did. Not quite the way it's turned out, but this is not a surprise.
You say not quite the way it's turned out. What's happened that's different than you were predicting?
Well, I wasn't particularly predicting. I'm a student of this and have focused on what we do about the problem after it really hits. Peak oil the idea is that it would hit a sharp peak and then production in the world would hit a sharp peak and then drop off. And what's happened is that we've hit a plateau in world oil production, and that plateau has been ongoing since about the middle of 2004.
Dr. Hurst, a lot of people, when we talk about peak oil, who say there are going to be new technologies that are always developed. There will be new ways to get oil, whether it's from coal, whether it's from the oil shales. And they say that means we will never actually hit peak oil. What do you say to those people?
They're incorrect. And the reason that they're incorrect is that they don't understand the magnitude of the problem and how long it's going to take to bring substitute liquid fuels on and to introduce energy efficiency on a massive scale. That's something that we analyzed, and it takes decades. And the reason simply is that the magnitude of the problem is enormous.
You know, Bob, I know you are not an oil expert, so I'm not going to try and pin you down on peak oil theory, but clearly inflation is something that consumers are struggling with as we watch these higher prices at the pump. You said yourself you paid almost $4 a gallon for filling up your car yesterday. Do you think inflation like this continues? If we have hit some sort of limits, does oil continue to climb?
I think the oil price has a good bit of bubble in it. I can't imagine it staying at this level permanently. I think it'll go down a little, eventually go back up. On what to do about it, I think I'm going to go to the office after this, and I'm going to write a four-word blog posting. It's going to say, drill more, pay less. While we're waiting on alternative fuels, it's silly for us to put so many places off limits to drilling, while countries like Brazil can go out there and just do it and hit it big. We ought to be drilling more.
Dr. Hirsch, what do you say to that? The idea that we should be drilling in places like Anwar and drilling offshore, would that solve this problem of a plateau in oil production?
There's no single thing that's going to solve this problem because it's as massive as one can possibly imagine. And the prices that we're paying at the pump today are going to be the good old days, because others who watch this very closely forecast that we're going to be hitting $12 and $15 per gallon.
All right.
And then after
right,
that,
that's
when
enough.
World oil production.
That is the biggest bunch of bull you're ever going to hear in your life. Now, the host let out the little dirty secret that you never hear on these shows. That was quite an interview. It goes on. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. The rest of it, inflation. They are paying for adjusted U.S. dollars, that's even with devalued dollars, 15 to 16 cents in Venezuela, 22 cents in Brazil. They are paying about 45 cents a gallon in Mexico, just like they get prescription drugs 4 or 5 times cheaper. We're the schmucks. We're known as being idiots. We're known as thinking we know it all. We're known as the international sucker. Just like whalers 150 years ago, 200 years ago, called the right whale, because they were sweet, friendly whales that even though you'd be killing them, they'd come up friendly to your boat. Whereas a sperm whale would attack your smaller boats and would kill people. And other whales would froth and resist. So it was known as the right whale. The right one because it's the one to attack. It's the good one. You know, that was the term for being right means doing the right thing. You know, being the one you want, the right woman for me, the right house, the right car, the right whale. We are the right whale, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake. We are the most imprisoned, stupidest, most unhealthy, most arrogant, know-it-all group ever. And that's why you're not going to escape corrupt government people. You're going to pay all that money for gas, and you're going to lose your standard of living, too. It doesn't matter, though. You'll still get to put black mask on. That's all that matters. And so you hear that guy. Now, I told you 4 or 5 years ago, Paul Watson wrote articles 4 or 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, about how they would tell you you were going to pay more, not because of inflation, but just, oh, it's peak oil. How do we know that? Because the big oil companies, let's talk about what they have done. They bought up over 100 of the over 200 plus refineries. Associated Press, 2000. Got all the documents, and where they was the top 10 oil companies, bought up the refineries and shut them down, created an artificial bottleneck. But the main reason is because the dollar's been devalued. There is no shortage of oil. The dollar has been devalued. Every time the dollar goes down, oil goes up. It has nothing to do with peak oil. You can drill almost anywhere in East Texas or West Texas and hit oil. The old oil wells have filled back up. One field in Anwar has more than half of Saudi Arabia. They estimate that all of Alaska has many times more than Saudi Arabia. Discoverable, usable, deliverable, now. 90%+ of the Gulf of Mexico is off limits. You drill anywhere, you hit natural gas and oil. Most of my family works at every level of oil, or has worked at every level of oil. It is a fraud and a sick joke. But you tell the idiot public that, oh, it's because there's no more oil, they'll believe it. Oh, there's no more oil, so they're paying 15 cents in Venezuela, 20-something cents in Brazil. That's why they're paying 40 cents in Russia, 44, 45 cents in Mexico. No, it's because we are the idiots. That's why. Okay? Period. Now, I'm not going to spend long on this. I'm going to have him back up for like 30, 40 minutes next week and then on Friday for an hour. Because one of the staff at Genesis, Kristen Davies, great lady, great webmaster for GCNlive.com, will tell you about her own police state adventure before Tommy Chung joins us. Just so you know what the public schools are, she's standing by in the next 5-6 minutes. But I want to go to Eric Nordstrom. He's the fellow that originally came up with the idea to put it on the web to do a money bomb. The idea itself was developed by, he said, a jazz musician in New York. Then it got picked up by others. But he put up a money bomb a few weeks ago. It's at $50-something thousand. People have pledged to donate. We're going to have a 1-800 line that's posted in a couple days. We're going to have my PayPal. Yes, it's going to be my PayPal. People keep asking, is this you? Well, I didn't come up with the idea, but yes, it's going to be a link from their site to a page on my site that has our PayPal. You'll be able to donate there or call with a credit card, or you can mail now, and we'll add it to the money bomb for next Friday and next Saturday. I think we ought to start the money bomb in the afternoon on Friday, have it go for a day and a half. That's my opinion, and really try to see how much we can get in there. Not my idea, but frankly, I need to spend capital on better cameras, better equipment, bigger office. And, I mean, we were here working until 1 o'clock last night, and Burmese and Aaron and everybody else got here about 30 minutes ago, and I left at 1. I don't know how late they were here. Hey, how late were you guys here? 2. Everybody left at 2, and Rob was back here 30 minutes ago. And so, I mean, I need to hire people. I mean, we are literally like horses in the Pony Express that don't change horses after a 40-mile run. It's just totally maxed out to the edge. I don't have money to hire more employees. I'm just so dedicated, I just keep fighting and fighting. And we need personnel. You know, when 3 of us leave and go to Virginia, there aren't many people left in the areas they're in this office. Because my cameramen are also my editors. And please don't flood me with 100 things to come work for us. We don't have the money to pay you yet. We don't have the office to put volunteers in yet. So going to Eric Nordstrom, Eric, sorry to have you holding. This whole oil fraud thing, exactly as we predicted, is now unfolding, and the dollar's plunging, and oil's exploding, and total insanity's going on. But the money bomb, I want to see hundreds of thousands come in. Also, I had a question for you. You had up there, we want to get couple thousands of people to pledge $100. How many of those pledges? A lot of those are pledging to get 5, 10, 20, 50, not 100. So it's probably really less than 50,000. Or what does that graph there at the bottom represent?
Well, originally, when we started doing the money bomb for Ron Paul, we had set certain goals that we would like to reach. And our basic theory was, if we aim for the stars and hit the moon, we're golden. So you got to have something to start the ball out with. We put it up. I've taken it down now, because we've got some momentum on it. But as far as the little graph thing goes, as people pledge and put their email in, all I'm using that for is a head count and also that to remind people that the money bomb is going on, say, a couple days before, and distribute certain information. But it's kind of a general head count of how many people have shown interest. They may or may not be putting in $100. The estimate right now is about $51,000 based on that 100, but in all of these things, you have about probably a good 30% of the people who will wind up donating don't put in their email address. They don't show up on the head count. And I'm also getting a lot of people who are wanting to pledge that I'm just getting pure emails from that say that they want to send a check in. I've probably had a good 150 people email me asking me what's the address to send a check in because they didn't want to use a credit card. And so it's just basically kind of a roundabout estimate for how much interest has been put into it. And I'm trying to be conservative with it. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but I'm 99% sure that it's going to be, you know, well over $51,000 just today. So basically I've got a head count of about 517 people that have put their information in the email little widget there. But there's probably a whole lot more out there that just, you know, don't want to deal with the credit card. They don't want to put their email address in my website because they just...
Well, that's very exciting. You know what? I mean, I haven't given you much guidance in the few things I've told you you've done. The site looks great. I can only commend you, Mr. Nordstrom. But, yeah, maybe we should just go ahead and put my 3001 South Lamar address up and say, if you want to mail it here, we will account for it Saturday live and put it up. I'm planning to come in Saturday during the Money Bomb, and I'm planning to do a Saturday show. If the network wants to carry it, that's fine, but I'm going to do a Saturday show. I think the best time to do it would probably be in the evening, so maybe like 5 to 8 or something, to do a Saturday evening Money Bomb show. Burmis is in here playing with the studio equipment, and that's going over air, Burmis. I hear something else, man. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That is a great new video. Hey, Burmis, come in here. What's the name of that? I got Tommy Chung coming on. I may have to move the Genesis employee under attack to a later date. That new handlebars a video.
That's what I was just setting up for you right there, Alex, so you can play it in the fourth hour and people can get video off the DVD player. So it's ready to go. It's handlebars.
No good deed goes unpunished. I'm griping at you for help.
Yeah, it's handlebars by the Flowbots and the lead track. I believe it's the...
There's a war on for your mind.
There's a war going on for your mind.
No doubt they're listeners. I want them on.
It's a good...
By the way, go tell Eddie Bear about that, because all of the enemy programs are going to scramble to get them before we do. We have to defeat them.
All right, I will let him know.
Hey, good job. That's a joke, folks. We are competitive here, but only in a fun way. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I'm sorry. I just wanted to describe what we were hearing just now with Burmis in there. Let me just... I've got the computer turned down. I don't know why that was playing. You know what? Say whatever you want, Eric. I'm going to shut up for a minute.
The only thing I can think of is I've put a new picture up. It says, Revolution will be televised. And I only say that because I know the Alex Jones supporters will get up and show our forces on the 31st of May, but I also want to make sure that the people out there who are supporting Ron Paul, people out there who are supporting the Constitution Party, Libertarian Party, you know, if we want a manifesto to actually come to fruition, if we want to affect the general election and boost up our numbers during the general election, you know, the best way to do it is to, well, let me put it this way, sometimes you can't bring a horse to water. Sometimes you got to put the trough in front of them. And most of the bulk of the people out there, to include people in my family, et cetera, they don't go on the Internet. They watch television. You know, if we can get something going with a Dish Network or something or other and actually put this information in front of their faces to where they have no option but just to kind of stare at the boob tube, which is what they're used to anyway, we can bring the water to the horse and we can, you know, bring the information to them, which will get them thinking. So the revolution will be televised. The Ron Paul folks out there, I know a lot of them think that the money bomb kind of belongs to the Ron Paul thing, but you got to think of it this way. Alex Jones, the InfoWars, I mean, you've got David Icke, you've got Republic Magazine, Restore the Republic, you've got We the People Foundation. These are not different factions that need to be protecting their own houses. These are all part of one large, massive awakening that is happening in this country. And so if you're
Eric, I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know that. You're saying what Ron Paul said on the show, you ought to go find that interview from last year where he said half his support had come from this show and half the people that came up to him were from this show. I mean, obviously, our listeners, even if he, you know, for political reasons doesn't go along with 9/11 Truth, that energizes his core. I mean, there's always going to be some ninnies that are like, no, only Ron Paul. And don't give to Alex.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it isn't about that. I'm one of the few people who will actually spend 100% of this, and my word is gold. I'm going to spend 100% of the money putting it into infrastructure, and we're going to do the TV show regardless, but I'll immediately do a daily TV show with video, with a new set that'll be on YouTube, be on Google, that already all get hundreds of thousands of views per video. So we're going to immediately engage the enemy.
I look at it this way. If we had a network of this kind up, you know, broadcasting on televisions across the nation, in fact, across the world, at the beginning of 2007, I can bet with full assurity that the outcome of this current election would have turned out vastly different than it has.
Can you imagine if I would have had like a Democracy Now, but a patriot, you know, constitutionalist, libertarian, TV channel, even done bare bones like Democracy Now did at first, very inexpensive, you know, compared to big networks, It would have energized and blown sky high.
I'm looking forward to the day when I see the likes of McCain and Obama, and et cetera, during a general election on the Alex Jones Network television show as far as a presidential election, what do you call it, a debate, where Alex Jones is hosting the debate and asks the questions. Could you imagine Alex Jones
asking Senator McCain certain questions, oh, my God, it would be such a party favor. Just to even watch it, the entertainment value alone.
Well, you're right, Eric. You're right, Eric. We have to shoot for the stars.
Yep.
And I commend what you're doing. We're going to have 1-800 people, one or two people here at my office. We'll have a 1-800 number up in the next few days. The PayPal will be up today, so people are wanting to see it, wanting to go back to my site somehow. But don't give until that Saturday that is coming up. And, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be posting and announcing the numbers every few hours. I'll be giving them to Eric Nordstrom as that develops. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We're going to talk to one of the Genesis employees who's being harassed by the police, and her daughter being harassed on the other side of this quick break. Eric, let me get you to pop back in with another update tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Yeah, I mean, we supported Ron Paul. I mean, will you support us?
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
There does seem to be food for different parts of the body and body health. For example, a sliced carrot looks like the human eye. The pupil, iris, and radiating lines look just like the human eye, and science now shows that carrots greatly enhance blood flow to and function of the eyes. A tomato has four chambers and is red. The heart is red and has four chambers. Research now shows tomatoes are indeed pure blood and heart food. A walnut looks like a little brain, a left and right hemisphere. We now know that walnuts help develop over 36 neuron transmitters for brain function. Kidney beans actually heal and help maintain kidney function, and they look just like human kidneys. Celery and rhubarb look like bones. These foods specifically target bone strength. Bones are 23% sodium. These foods are 23% sodium. Sweet potatoes look like the pancreas and actually balance the glycemic index of diabetics. There's more on the food list, but there is a miracle food that most have never heard of. A soul food and drink, you might say, that will miraculously help every part of the body. No one is being told about it, but we tell about these foods and about it at AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Okay, I'm going to get an update from her at the end of the show because I got Tommy Chong coming on. But it's standard. You fall asleep at your desk, you're 11, A student, your mom's in the hospital the night before. They arrest you, charge you, 6 months probation, $500 fine. Disorderly conduct. Apple core on the ground by accident, falls off the picnic table. Police are watching, month in jail. These are articles I have in front of me. Don't use your turn signal, arrested. Don't have a seatbelt on, even if you get out at your mailbox and then drive 50 yards to your house, arrested. That's right here outside Austin. Just maximum enforcement. There are not even laws that three absences you go to jail, but they still arrest you in Austin. And I have all the video of that and county commissioners admitting it with the ASAP program. just, look, they're building prisons. They need people. The schools are training camps. And I know with the economy, it's hard to not have your child in a government death camp. Prozac, Ritalin, sex, drugs, use, program where they teach them how to feel inadequate and teach them how to be Madison Avenue slaves. I went to a government training camp for school. And even most of the private schools are now under government training camp regulation and control. I'm not joking about that. Now, Kristen Davies, I've only talked to her a few times. She's real nice, the webmaster for GCNLive.com. But I'm told she's a really professional, nice person. Her mom sometimes picks up her daughter. She didn't pick her up yesterday. Doesn't matter. The police call her and say, we know your mother ran into cars. She said, we got video? No. Well, we know she picked them up yesterday. She's like, she didn't pick them up. You know, pick my daughter up. So they said, well, we're going to question your daughter tomorrow at school. And she said, you can't do that without a lawyer, without my consent, without due process. They said, yeah, we will. She still put her daughter in school today. I'm not saying she's bad, but, you know, the point is that we don't know what's going on. But it's a violation of the 4th, 5th, and 7th Amendment. But they still do it all the time. And she told her daughter not to talk to him. But the point is, she didn't, quote, bump a teacher's car. This is just... this is what these facilities are. Miss Davies or Mrs. Davies, tell me what's going on.
Well, I just got a phone call yesterday from a police officer, and he didn't tell me anything. He didn't really say anything. All he just started out with was, will you tell me what happened today? And he said it very cruel and mean and harsh, like I had done something wrong. And I told him I didn't know what he was talking about. And then he said that something had happened in my daughter's school, and he still wasn't telling me what was going on.
Well, see, that's a violation of your due process. They never let you know it's an investigation. It's a trick. And so you didn't even know what he was talking about. I mean, when he called, you had no idea.
No. No, because nothing.
Can you imagine how easy it is? Parents don't know these are hunting grounds, and they can just feed at leisure. They've got quotas. In fact, whoever's in there might want to close the door. I'm getting a radio feedback. Kristen, continue for me.
Well, when he finally told me there was a hit-and-run accident, he said that my mom had picked my daughter up from school, and an eyewitness told him that when she picked her up, she maliciously rammed into two teachers' vehicles and then tore off. And my mother was nowhere near the school yesterday. My mother did not pick up my children from school yesterday.
It doesn't matter. If you were to go talk to them, they might taser you, beat you,
yeah,
claim you attacked them. They're just looking for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, by the way, folks. You never know when you're dealing with a criminal department. What department is this?
I don't know. I really don't
know. Where's your daughter? What area of the city? I mean, Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Minneapolis suburbs, St. Louis Park.
St. Louis Park Police?
Yeah.
Is this school Gestapo?
When I talked to the school, the principal actually was on my side and said that they weren't going to be talking to my daughter without informing her so that she could inform me first.
Well, they'll usually black off and tell you that, but it might be a nice principal. It's all part of deception and wickedness. I mean, they lie and say your daughter's got to take shots when there's no law. Have they lied and told you that?
No.
Okay, that's good. Well, stay there for a moment. We're going to hold Tommy Chong. Call Tommy in 3 minutes, okay, John? I want to hold you over, Kristen. This is important. And I'm not joking, by the way. Don't get in their clutches. It's all about feeding on the slaves. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.